What's up, everybody? I'm Devon, and welcome to the Pump Fake Podcast, where every week we dive into all things WNBA. That's from the games straight to the players on and off the court, and give you our take as super fans from every drop step to pump fake. Right, Ash?
That's right, Dev.
All right, then let's do this.
Let's ball.
What up, Ash?
Hi, Dev.
You're over there looking so blank.
Because I'm only on my second cup of Joe coffee.
Listen, y'all, welcome back. This is the WNBA podcast, your favorites. Dev and Ash, this is the Pump Fake podcast. And we had to come out of our kind of sabbatical.
Hibernation.
Yeah, our winter hibernation since we last met. When did we last do an episode?
Don't ask me that. 2023.
Yeah, I think it was like maybe October.
No idea.
So, yep, like most of us, we just kind of like dove completely into the holidays and have just taken some time off. And we are back because there's been so much happening in the WNBA. And Woo! We had to come and spend some time with our fellow fans. And, yo, it's a lot happening in the women's game. It is peak season for the W and just women's basketball in general. And if you're not watching the college game, hey, we're gonna give you a free ticket right here. This is your free ticket to go ahead and step into what the women's game is about, because a lot of people out there talking that don't know really what the hell they're talking about. What you just heard, that was Cheryl Swoops, her recent clip, and controversially was commenting on Caitlin Clark, and Angel Reese is who she was referring to.
The
future of the WNBA. And yeah, a lot of people are, which is great. You know, they're watching and clocking Angel Reese and LSU, as well as Caitlin Clark and the Iowa team and so many other great teams out there, because this is what it's going to take, man, to galvanize the league, excite the sports world. And it's wonderful. It's a ripe time. Mm-hmm. So this episode, we just wanted to come and share what we've learned so far, like what's been going on in the W. Number one, we'll talk just quickly about the college game, because that's where new players are plucked from and drafted into the professional league. Yep. Then we're going to talk about what the trades we know so far.
A lot happening.
Lots
going on. Heads spinning.
The
group chats were lit yesterday.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on.
We got some trades. We're going to talk about that. And then we'll talk about what's upcoming in the Women's League. Like, I know we've got an all-star game happening in the NBA and a cool feature, cool show, competition between two of the greats in both leagues, between Steph Curry and Sabrina. Yep. So we're going to see a three-point shootout live on TV. So it's going to be great. But with that, we won't keep you. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Do it.
Okay. Where do you want to start, Ash?
I don't know.
Look, let me just start with saying this. Ashley and I, we lived in Phoenix, Arizona. So our team has historically been the Phoenix Mercury.
And will always be.
Yep. So that's who we ride with. We have like jerseys on our wall, pennants of the Mercury. We were season ticket holders for a couple years. So let's start there.
Okay.
Let's start in Phoenix. We've got a few openings, right? I think we clearly need a 4 or 5 to give point production in the paint.
Yeah.
We do have Breonna Turner, but I just feel like we need a producer in the scoring column. Great rebounder. I wish that NECA was considering coming to Phoenix, but doesn't sound like she is. So she's got on her radar right now. I think the Liberty.
Yeah, where's she looking?
Seattle. And another place. Oh, Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So one of my good homies, she's like praying and crossing all her fingers that she lands with the Sky. But over the weekend, I saw she was sitting courtside at a NBA game. I think the Nets game with Benaiah Delaney and Breonna Stewart. So, yeah, they're like showing their girl the city and letting her know she's got.
So since we're kind of there, we have a friend who works at the arena in Phoenix, and she saw Natasha Cloud sitting at a game with our new assistant coach.
Oh, Christy Tolliver?
Thank you. Woo, slipped my mind.
Christy's doing her work out there.
Yes, she is. So Natasha Cloud will now be one of our Phoenix Mercury, which, thank God, I'm looking really forward to that. I think it'll be different because I know her her buddy in, oh Lord, I really am dusting off the cobwebs.
It's okay.
Natasha Cloud's buddy, who she played with when she was playing in...
Brittany Sykes?
Yes. My word. Oh. Thank God for you. Okay. I know her and Brittany Sykes are like besties, so yeah. I know that's going to be quite the transition for Natasha, but we are really looking forward to Natasha Cloud being in Phoenix. Like I said,
yes.
My group chats were lit yesterday.
That was a great, I think it's a great look for Phoenix.
Yeah.
Definitely need that point guard and her experience.
Yeah, and she's her positivity.
She's a positive person. Yeah. So I think she's going to offer Phoenix exactly what's been missing.
I know that you were mentioning NECA at the at a New York game. So I know that's kind of how we pulled in Natasha. So I'm wondering if they're doing the same thing with NECA in New York. I kind of like it.
It does sound have a nice ring to
it. But it would be, I mean, if we're thinking about super teams, which they kind of talked about yesterday. I don't know if y'all been watching the ESPN with the girls. You know?
So good. Coach Peck.
Yeah.
You've got LaChyna Robinson out there. And what's the other sis?
Was it Andrea Carter?
Andrea Carter.
And they were having a conversation about all of the changes and the switching going around. But anyway, that could be, you know, that could be another one of those super teams. And what it really, really seems like, Dev, is that a lot of the teams are just looking at the aces and see how can they switch up? How can they take these free agents and, you know, add them to their roster to be an equivalent super team or be able to combat that? So that's what I feel like a lot of this chess is being played a lot with these switches. So anything else in Phoenix that's going on? That's
frankly, I mean, I think we're going to still come up with a similar lineup. If I had to guess, we're going to start Natasha Cloud. They're going to start Sophie Cunningham, obviously DT, Diana Taurasi, BG. Girl. And then we got a number four that we still kind of hanging on to, which... Free agents, another free agent to look at, Tiana Hawkins, who plays for the Atlanta Dream. Yes. She's a free agent and she's a producer. She's a rebounder in really great shape. I think she would be great to add to the roster. But frankly, until Phoenix is willing to make some choices and some players leave, I don't think they're going to be able to.
Excuse me.
I don't think they're going to be able to afford to add those real marquee players like Aneka Ogumake to the roster.
Well, and then in Phoenix, Meg Gustafson departed. So she's out. She's now going to the Aces.
She is.
You know, I wasn't terribly sad about it. I know she was improving, but like we were kind of talking about last night, I think the league has to evolve. There's not a lot of teams that have two post players. We're not really like Twin Towers anymore, right? That's really like the 90s, early 2000s, that type of game. And so I think we're evolving, and I think we do need a four who's going to give us scoring ability, leadership, defense, all of those things. So
you gotta pay her,
you know.
Yeah, you gotta
pay
her.
See you, Meg. See you.
Well, let's head out west real quick to the Sparks. What we know now is that Kia Nurse has been traded to the Sparks. Candace Parker is a free agent as well.
Oh.
She hasn't yet been re-signed as far as we know as of this recording. Does she find it worthy to continue and stay on the roster? Is she going to play? We don't know. Something to be determined here coming up soon, hopefully.
Wow. Okay.
Let's swing it around back Dallas. Yeah, Dallas Wings. So they're keeping Kalani Brown.
Yay!
Half of the Twin Towers.
And I have to say, I love that because, I mean, think about work ethic, right? If kids, if you're out there listening, she was not on the roster last season. She had to earn that spot. She earned it and now has a two-year deal because she showed up and showed out all last season. She did a great job. And I'm really actually looking forward. You know I love a post player. You know I love the inside game. So I am looking forward to seeing what Dallas comes up with. And Satu re-signed too.
Yep. Let's stop right quick before we get all the way to the East.
Okay.
Side of the Eastern Conference. Indiana.
Midwest.
Indiana Fever has signed, if y'all remember, Damaris Dantas. She played for Minnesota, played for Atlanta for a little bit. She's a 4 or 5, pretty agile. Okay. Yep, she can rebound, block, so she'll be signing, or has signed with the Indiana Fever, and is also Olympian. Okay. I don't know if she played for the U.S.
Interesting.
But she is an Olympian 2 times.
Wow, okay.
Katie Lou Samuelson is also going to be playing for the Indiana Fever, so.
Listen, Indiana is building.
Yeah.
They are rebuilding, they're building, it looks good to me. I'm excited. I know we're going to get to the opening piece with Cheryl Swoops, but if we really think about how Aaliyah Boston transitioned from college to the league, she did shine. I mean, she was a great rookie. She had an incredible rookie season, but you know, she wasn't able to win it for Indiana. And so
But one of their best seasons.
On that. Yeah, absolutely.
And one of their best seasons since.
I'm looking forward to what they're going to bring to this next season.
Yes, and I've been waiting to get to them. The Atlanta Dream is not holding back at all on what it is they're trying to achieve with this upcoming season. Atlanta Dream just traded Ari McDonald for Jordan Canada. There. Yeah, they've been busy writing checks. The printer is just smoking.
Who
right
is
now.
Recruiting over there? I need to know who the recruiting is.
Somebody's on the phones.
Yes.
Somebody's on the planes, making sure, you know, flying players out. So Ari McDonald is going to be joining the LA Sparks, whereas Jordan Canada was traded for her and is coming to Atlanta. That's going to be fun to see her joining Nia Coffey, who re-signed. Cheyenne Parker, as far as I know, is still on the team, and Ryan Howard. So talk about a younger super team in the making.
Yes. They are going to be full of energy. I mean, if you remember Jordan Canada from last season with LA, I think she had an injury briefly for a little bit, but still was able to come back and be an impact. So I'm looking forward to how her veteran ability is going to connect with the girls over there in the A. And I'm excited. I mean, this is good.
Yeah.
So, and Ari, I'm shocked actually, because she's been like the nucleus of Atlanta. And so it's interesting to see her switch it around, but she'll be back kind of closer to the Southwest. You know, she was a U of A. She was a U of A grad.
Yeah, back in LA on the West Coast.
Yep.
So. Absolutely. And speaking of the Atlanta Dreams trading and the thing that activity they have going on to add the topping on the cake, they just signed, I think yesterday, Ariel Powers, which is a firebomb. I love watching Ariel Powers play. She's electric. Looking forward to seeing how she's going to come into Atlanta and learn the scheme behind Renee Montgomery and head coach Tanisha.
Yeah, she's a spitfire. You know I love her. I loved seeing her come off the bench. I feel like she contributes when she does that. I think it'll be really interesting to see how she adjusts to it.
So I'm going to just quickly, Ashley, run down a couple of the pretty big headlining trades that happened. And that'll get us to our next spot, because I want to talk about the couple of the exciting ones and the two dark horse players that have come out of the darkness back into the light. First off, let's start. So Ariel Powers, we talked about her going to the Atlanta Dream. Courtney Williams was traded from the Sun and will be joining the Minnesota Lynx. They had put up a nice pomp and circumstance, had all her billboards, the shine and the light. So I love that. Dee Dee Richards, who was not active really last year with the New York Liberty, is going to Washington. She's going to be suiting up for the Mystics, so they'll need her.
Yes, absolutely.
They'll need her. Absolutely. Tiffany Mitchell. I didn't think she was going to be in Minnesota for long. Mm-hmm. You know, when she came from Indiana, being with the Fever for so long.
Yeah.
Went to Minnesota like last season. So now she'll be playing for the Sun. But the two dark horse, and I mean that in a positive way, but Skylar Diggins-Smith.
Yes!
It's been up in the air about where.
Yes, sis!
She was gonna go.
I'm sorry. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, it's cool. Cause we really didn't know who she was gonna play for. There weren't many teams left.
Right.
And you just couldn't see her on certain other teams. But she'll be playing for the Seattle Storm, joining Jewel Lloyd, her former Irish teammate.
Yes. Notre Dame.
Yep.
Alums. You know what? Sorry, now I'm second cup of coffee halfway through.
She's waking up.
Yeah, my eyes are open real wide. You know I love Skylar Diggins-Smith. I always have. I admired her playing in college. I wanted to know what she was going to be doing after she had her maternity leave, and just the whole ending with Phoenix. It didn't feel good. It was really...
It was up in the air.
It felt disrespectful in some way, because I think she is just an incredible athlete. And so I'm looking forward to see what she's going to do in Seattle. You know, they're rebuilding mm-hmm. because they lost Sue. They had somewhat of a rough season.
Oh, they did.
But we love the coach over there.
Yeah.
She does know what she's doing. Mm-hmm. She's got the girls. You know, I think they have a good defensive scheme. Remember that mm-hmm. one game where they had only all the rookies in and they were still playing great?
Yep.
You know, Skylar's incredible leader. Like I said, I've been watching her since college. And so I'm really, really, really looking forward to what she's going to do.
Skylar, like, yeah, she remained confident through the mm-hmm. turbulent motions of leaving Phoenix, really not sharing a lot of details. She remained confident. Yeah. Clearly, she was in the gym. She's been putting in the work to be a real contender for yeah. a team. And so mm-hmm. you already know that Skylar is going to make a team better wherever she goes.
Absolutely.
And good for her. She's going to the Storm.
Absolutely.
And my word. I think we had an episode where we talked about this last season in our batch of episodes. Mm. Tina Charles mm. played for the Mercury maybe one or two games and got missing.
More than that.
Was it more than that?
More than that.
Oh, well, whatever happened over there was it's still a mystery, but didn't work out.
Right.
She didn't work. It didn't work out. I wish I'd have got a jersey of hers when she was there, but she'll be playing for the Atlanta Dream. So like again,
dang.
Yeah, Atlanta is... is pulling out every card in the deck to build that big team on the East Coast. So
I don't really have much to say about Tina.
She
left a nasty taste in my mouth. I'll be honest. I didn't like how she left Phoenix and then she went missing last season. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, to each his own. We'll see how it goes. But again, Tanisha Wright and the girls over in the A know what they're doing. So we'll see how it goes.
She got her hands full, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it for our dark horses. So let's I want to ask you your opinion on a couple things. So let's go into that. Some hopefuls. All right. So
mm-hmm.
we were talking about needing a scoring four, potentially a scoring five, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like forward center position.
Yeah.
Elena Delladone is also, a champion, an Olympian, has struggled with some injuries, has missed games due to a lot of debilitating injuries as well. So with her being also a free agent, she's available. Do you think that the Phoenix Mercury have their eyes on her? And would you be happy to see EDD in a Mercury jersey? What's up?
Since this podcast is about opinions,
yeah.
I'm going to start with my opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's the only opinion that I want right now. What's your opinion on EDD?
It's a no for me, Dev.
Damn.
It's a no for me on the EDD. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
I feel like Phoenix is already going through a lot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We still have Diana. She won't leave. We got a new coach, and we're paying him $1 trillion. I don't know why. And so it's like, and I'm not trying to be like that, but in a coaching position, I would not pick her. I think we already have a lot going on. Hmm. She does have injuries. She couldn't even play in the All-Star game last season because of her injury.
Well, I
just feel like that would add additional issue
mm-hmm.
Because who do we have to back her up? If she is injured, who else will step up to the plate and be able to play that position?
You know,
we're keeping Breanna Turner, I guess. So it's like...
Okay, so can I like throw mm-hmm. in a question to you?
Let's do it.
One of your favorite, not so favorites. There is a player named Shanae Agumake.
Girl.
Who is the big sister of NECA
Agumake.
You want
me to have an attitude.
For the LA Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
She's also an ESPN commentator for the NBA and WNBA. Ashley, what if we were to snag Shanae Agumake?
Agumake who don't play? Why would we do that? She plays for the first 10 games of the season. It's a historical fact. Go ahead and look back at the stats, okay? And then she sits. And then she sits because she's injured. I don't think we need additional, I don't think we need that. She's really good at her job, commentating. And I just kind of wish she would do that and leave the seat open for these mm-hmm. other girls who either play overseas and want to come play, or some of those kids that weren't able to stick a role last season, you know, mm-hmm. after they graduated from college. Mm-hmm. So I wish she would leave that seat open and that roster open for somebody who's truly available and who's going available. To be available and needs the cash.
I feel you. I mean, look, this is why we talk about all the time about expansion. There's only 12 teams with 12 spots. So it's really, really competitive.
Right.
I see your point
right.
with having a player on your roster who plays a minimum amount of games,
yeah.
who's really not able, for whatever reason, personal or injury, not
sure.
able to produce and show up and be a benefit to the team. So yeah. I totally understand that.
She does a lot too off the court for the league. And
yep.
I, you know, so I'm not discrediting her, but
right,
it's just
right.
like as a player, like,
yeah.
No.
Well, with that said, mm-hmm. still looking out for the WNBA expansion over
yeah.
in the mm-hmm. Bay, over in Oakland,
yeah.
Golden State, whichever way you want to call it. We'll be looking for that next year.
They did hire a coach already. So
I would think
good.
They did. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that is in the works. You got your college players that are coming out of the
yeah.
college ranks for mm-hmm. Their senior. We got some triple seniors out there, 6-year seniors out there.
But COVID, so it's
yeah.
not their fault.
Right. So, yeah. So how about we move into what's coming? Women's basketball, things is kind of interesting and on our radar and probably on yours too. We're going to shoot over to that.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So in this kind of last-ish, kind of last segment here for our preseason
yeah.
episode, because we could not wait. Ash and I are going to talk about kind of like some of the things that's happening. So we've got very elite college basketball players out there. And you heard our clip earlier when we started the episode with Cheryl Swoops. A lot of us, if you're watching the game, we all know who Caitlin Clark is, who plays for Iowa. She's the prodigy guard that can hit shots from anywhere on the court. We also have Angel Reese down south at LSU in New Orleans, who really can back it up. I respect it. She is someone to watch and is going to change the game wherever she goes. So she'll be up for the draft as well. So we'll see. What's the top three teams who have picks this year, Ashley? I think
Ooh,
it's...
Good question. I want to say Indiana.
Yeah. Seattle and I think Phoenix are the top three.
Okay. I feel like Phoenix was
picks.
Four, but you might be right.
I think they're three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think Phoenix gets number three.
Okay.
So who knows? They have a good chance at snagging a really good player, I should say. So we don't know. So that you're ready for what's coming down the pike with the WNBA draft, just want to highlight a few games this weekend. I wanted
Ooh.
To lightly usher some of our new listeners and
yes.
some of our new viewers to the women's basketball game this weekend. Starting today, Friday, you've got USC and Stanford. If you've never heard of Juju Watkins, you will know who she is after watching a game. She is a elite college athlete coming out of Southern LA and playing for USC. You have Utah and Washington. You got Iowa playing on Saturday against Maryland, so you'll get to see Caitlin Clark. You can form your opinions after that. That's on Saturday. Sunday, I'll be at the UNC and Virginia Tech to watch Deja Kelly and the Tar Heels take on the Hokies. So that's on Sunday. And Florida and LSU play. That's Florida Gators. They play LSU on Sunday. Cannot deny.
Woo, thank you, Lord.
The marquee game of
what
the weekend.
What a Sunday.
Will be Ole Miss and South Carolina. So South Carolina is undefeated. They're number one in the nation and hasn't been beat. LSU put up a really good fight. Man, it was a game to watch. We were actually videoing ourselves watching the game, and Ashley was like, I don't know, you might regret posting that or going live. So, but I think I was almost hoarse
mm-hmm.
watching the game. So
yeah.
Listen, I say all that to say, tune in, look and see what time the games are coming on. But these games that I mentioned are you don't want to miss.
Yeah. I am basically going to be sitting in front of the TV on Sunday with a bowl of cereal.
Cereal?
Yeah, absolutely. And just going in and excited about these games. Also, like we had discussed earlier, we do have some new people that are just now starting to watch women's basketball.
Welcome to the game.
After talking so much shit mm-hmm. for so many years mm-hmm. about women's sports. And you know what? I had to say something to somebody who was trying to talk about Coach Yo and Ole Miss and saying she's trying to be like Dawn. I had to get in the comments and say just that. I had to say, it's clear from this comment that you have just started watching women's sports. And the response was, can't take a joke. I didn't respond because I'm not, you know, I'm not going to troll anybody, but I'm going to say it here. I don't play about women's basketball and I don't play about women's sports.
Right.
And so it's like, don't talk about what you don't know. So that's, I wanted to just lay that down mm-hmm. since we're pre-seasoning. Mm-hmm. But these games this weekend, these young women are absolutely incredible athletes. Thinking about how basketball has evolved, you
so
know,
much.
I mean, in just what, 10 years, 5 years.
Yeah.
Juju Watkins, y'all, whew, y'all. I mean, and that's it. That's all I can say about her.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I can't wait for your report on Deja Kelly and yeah. how she hooped and all the girls at UNC. The kids coming out of college are just incredible. The freshmen alone, if y'all are not watching women's basketball right now and checking out these freshmen, I mean, Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Woo! It's crazy. So
not
I'm
the games,
very excited.
Not the sport, not the games to miss.
Right.
So look, no disrespect, like if you haven't been watching the games, but
yeah,
just be careful.
Just watch what you say.
It's an easy Google search. You know, you before you say anything, you can literally look it up.
Absolutely.
To find out what is fact mm-hmm. from a credible source, mind you.
Right.
But it does help add to the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. Positively though.
Positively
is
most.
Lift the girls up. Lift the coaches up. You know, we're evolving. It's exciting. It's an exciting time for women's sports. Women's basketball in general, you know, the thing we love to mm-hmm. watch. And so, yeah, just, you know.
Perfect segue. Watching out what's happening with women's sports, keeping up with it. And there's a couple things that's happening.
Okay.
Coming up. BG, our homegrown.
Yay!
Brittany Griner. Her jersey is going to be retired at Baylor. Coming up on February 18th, the game versus Texas Tech, number 42.
Congrats, BG. We love you.
Speaking of BG, do you think she's going to be in retirement within the next couple years? Do you see her continuing her quest?
That's a great question. It's so unpredictable
mm-hmm.
With all the shifts, but honestly, I don't know.
It's hard to gauge.
Yeah, it's hard to gauge. I guess we just have to watch and see truly.
Yep.
But the thing is, last season she only signed a 1-year deal with the Mercury?
I don't know. I think so.
I think she did. So
again, watching to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope.
Point taken.
Woo!
Next thing coming up that's really fun. Sabrina Ionescu and Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors will be matching up for a head-to-head three-point battle. Sab said, look, I'll shoot from the men's NBA mm-hmm. three-point line. Like, that's not a problem. If it's a problem for you, then ain't a problem for me. But she's, I think at first it's probably going to be a tie.
Mm.
And then they're going to have a tiebreaker round. Because unless either they're all going to hit every single one of them the first round.
Right. I don't know.
I think they will. I think they'll go.
Because I believe she is shooting from the WNBA three-point line and he's shooting from the NBA point line. Three-point line.
Listen.
That's what I read.
Okay. Well, you're going to hear... I can already hear the noise.
I know. I can't
wait. I can already hear the noise about it not counting or not being a real competition because of the distance, which is probably, what, less than a couple of inches?
But she can still do it,
she
though.
Can still hit.
She's proven she can shoot from half court.
Yeah.
She can shoot from the logos. Like, so don't play with Sab.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be great to see. The last thing. Oh, the WNBA All-Star Game.
Yay! It's in Phoenix!
Y'all, we've gotten our tickets.
Absolutely.
We'll be there in Phoenix to see with our own eyes and enjoy the hot weather, but also just the fanfare of it all with the All-Star Game this year. So if you haven't got your tickets, go ahead and do it. It's July 18th through the 20th. If you see us there, wave at us. Come meet us. We'll say hey.
Hey! I can't wait. I'm so excited. Like, that's the most exciting thing I think I've purchased all year.
So, listen. Women's basketball is ramping up.
It's lit.
It is it's a fun time. Y'all, thank you so much for peeping back in with us. We probably will drop another episode before the season starts. We'll see. We'll see what happens. As the news happens, that'll determine what we'll put out. But you guys, I hope you have a safe and happy weekend. Until the next time. Mm-hmm. This is the Pump Fake Podcast. We appreciate you. Share this. Please like, comment, subscribe to us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And we will see you back here for another one.
Shout out to our friends and family. We love y'all.
All right, everybody. Have a good one. Peace.
Bye.